The Fate of the Russian Spengler. Author, Alexander Dugin. Talking about Trubetskoy is the same as talking about Eurasianism as such. His personal and intellectual destiny is inseparable from this trend. Trubetskoy's biography is extremely simple. A typical representative of the most famous princely family, which gave a whole galaxy of thinkers, philosophers, theologians, he received a classical education, specialized in linguistics. He was interested in philology, Slavophilism, Russian history, philosophy. He had a strong patriotic feeling. During the Civil War, he was on the side of the White Movement, emigrated to Europe. He spent the second half of his life abroad. Since 1923, he taught philology and the history of Slavic writing at the Department of Slavic Studies at the University of Vienna. Trubetskoy, together with Roman Jakobson, was one of the co-founders of the Prague Linguistic Circle, which in the 1920s and 1930s developed the foundations of structural linguistics, that intellectual trend that later became known as structuralism. Prince Nikolai Trubetskoy was the soul of the Eurasian movement, its main theoretician, a kind of Russian Spengler. It is from his book Europe and Humanity that the history of this movement should be counted. Trubetskoy most actively developed the main fundamental aspects of Eurasianism. But being a scientist and devoting much of his time to philological research, he was little and reluctantly interested in aspects of applying the principles of Eurasianism to current politics. The function of a political leader in Eurasianism was performed by his close friend and associate Pyotr Savitsky. Trubetskoy's temperament was more abstract, with a penchant for speculation and abstraction. The crisis of the political component in Eurasianism, which became obvious from the end of the 1920s, was hard and painfully experienced by its main theoretician. Strengthening the position of Soviet power, inertia, archaism and irresponsibility of the émigré environment, spiritual and intellectual stagnation that has been advancing in both branches of Russian society since the 30s. After the stormy spiritual upsurge of the beginning of the century, all this ideological cooling set the Eurasian ideology based on the gamut of the most subtle intuitions, paradoxical insights and passionate flights of political imagination, into a hopeless impasse. Trubetskoy, seeing how Eurasian ideas are being marginalized, in recent years has been devoting more and more time to pure science. He ceases to participate in polemics and conflicts within the movement after its split. He ignores the criticism of emigrant opponents of Eurasianism, implicated in the invariable resentment. In 1937, in Vienna, Prince Trubetskoy was captured by the Gestapo and spent 3 days in custody. The elderly scientist was never able to recover from the blow and soon died. His death was not noticed by almost anyone. A terrible catastrophe was approaching the world. Its main ideological premises were the rejection of those principles and axioms that Russian Eurasians and their European counterparts, conservative revolutionaries, supporters of national Bolshevism and the Third Way, were able to formulate in the highest spiritual, intellectual tension. The Eurasianists predicted ideological roots and their political results with prophetic clairvoyance. But the fate of the prophets at all times, alas, is the same: stones thrown by the crowd, a fire, the Gulag, the Gestapo. Overcoming the West,